Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen. Retold by Florence Bell.
Chapter 15. Will You Marry Me? Catherine sat in General Tilney's carriage. She cried and cried. The General was very kind to me last week, Catherine thought. Why is he angry with me now? The journey to Fullerton was very long. Catherine travelled for 11 hours. At about 6 o'clock in the evening, Catherine saw her father's house. Catherine's parents were very surprised, but they were very happy. Then Catherine told them everything.
It is very strange, Mrs. Morland said. Why did you have to leave Northanger Abbey? I am sorry. But you are home again now, Catherine. Forget the Tilneys.
Catherine did not want to forget the Tilneys. The next day, she wrote to Eleanor, and she sent Henry her best wishes.
You will not see the Tilneys again, Mrs. Morland said. And James is not going to be married. It is very strange.
3 days passed. Catherine was very unhappy. And then the Morlands had a visitor, Mr. Henry Tilney. Mr. and Mrs. Morland were very surprised. But Mrs. Morland said, My daughter's friends are always very welcome here. Catherine did not say anything, but she was very, very happy. Henry was here, here to see her.
Will you walk with me in the garden? Henry Tilney asked.
Yes, said Catherine quietly. Soon Henry and Catherine were alone. Henry's first words were of love.
I want to ask you a question, he said. I love you, Catherine. Will you marry me? Please give me your answer.
Catherine could not say anything, but Henry knew her answer. They walked on happily. What will your father say? Catherine asked. General Tilney sent me away from his house. Why?
I went back to the Abbey last Monday, Henry said. You were not there. I spoke to my father. You must never see Catherine again, my father said.
But I have done nothing wrong, Catherine said.
No, you have done nothing wrong, said Henry. I will tell you everything. He smiled at Catherine. My father likes rich people, he said. My father spoke to John Thorpe in Bath.
John Thorpe? Catherine said. What did he tell your father about me?
John Thorpe said, Miss Morland's father is very rich, and the Allens have money too. They will give it to Miss Morland. Those were his words, said Henry.
But my father is not very rich, said Catherine, and the Allens are not going to give me any money.
I know that, said Henry. John Thorpe lied to my father. But my father heard the truth in London. John Thorpe told him the truth. My father was very angry, and he sent you away from Northanger Abbey.
The Thorpes were bad friends, Catherine said. But what did you say to your father?
I told him about my love for you. I do not care about money. I went back to Woodston, and then I came here.
And I am very happy, Catherine said. We must tell my parents everything now.
Henry spoke to Mr. Morland. Sir, I want to marry Catherine, he said. Mr. and Mrs. Morland were happy. They liked Henry Tilney.
But will General Tilney agree to the marriage? Mr. Morland asked.
Henry went back to Northanger Abbey. A few days later, a letter arrived from Eleanor.
My dear Catherine, the letter said, I have some good news. I am going to get married in the summer. The young man is very handsome and very rich. My father is very happy. Henry has spoken to Father about you. Father has agreed to your marriage too. Let's be married on the same day, my dear Catherine. Henry will write to you soon. Your dearest friend, Eleanor Tilney. Catherine told her parents immediately. They were as happy as their daughter. One day in the summer, Catherine got married to Henry Tilney. Eleanor and her rich young man got married at the same time, and General Tilney smiled at everybody. It was a happy day.
Northanger Abbey was read by Teresa Gallagher, and the recording was produced by James Richardson at Studio AVP, London.